Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Clemente picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clemente. Temple moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Bateman reaches third base with a triple. Temple scores. Aspromonte scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Bateman scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to third. Staub moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Logan reaches second base with a double. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon scores. One out. It's 3-1. Astros. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub is walked intentionally. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roy Facenow pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball towards left. Wynn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wynn. Lynch moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Lynch scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Astros. Ron Brand pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Brand moves to second. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brand moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Temple. Brand scores. Clendenon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 3, Pirates, 3. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Roy Face. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenon scores. Logan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Pirates. Pete Runnels now playing second base. Jim Umbricht now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Logan scores. Pagliarani moves to third. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Pirates. Don McMahon now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani scores. Bailey moves to third. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Pirates. Dick Drott now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Al McBean now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Staub scores. Goss moves to second. It's 6-4, Pirates. Hal Smith pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Hal Smith. Al Spangler pinch hits for Dick Drott. Harvey Haddix now pitching. John Weakley pinch hits for Al Spangler. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley takes first base on ball 4. Goss moves to third. Fazio moves to second. Don Schwall now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Logan. Goss scores. Fazio scores. Weakley moves to third. It's Astros, 6, Pirates, 6. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Woods-Hick now pitching. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. John Weakley now playing left field. Jim Wynn now playing shortstop. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Goss reaches second base with a double. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is walked intentionally. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clemente strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards the mound. Woodshick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Logan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goss strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verdon bunts towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Fazio covering, for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clemente is walked intentionally. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-5 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weakley strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodshick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warwick. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 4 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 6 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bateman bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schwall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Wynn. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. He's got two RBIs. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 6 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Goss reaches second base with a double. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fazio bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Goss moves to third. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goss scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 4-for-7 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodshick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-5 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio misplays the ball. That's an error on Fazio. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards short. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.